Those seeking payment from the BP Gulf of Mexico Fund will have to make a big concession.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects us here in the United States. For those along the U.S. Gulf Coast seeking payment from British oil giant BP's $20 billion compensation fund, the New York Times reports today they'll have to waive the rights to sue. But not just BP. Any of the major defendants involved with the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Meanwhile, BP insists that it's not hiding any information about the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. The British oil giant responded to accusations by the offshore oil rig's actual owner. This is a company called Transocean from London. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Transocean makes the claim in a letter sent to the Obama administration. The letter claims that BP is refusing to reveal even the most basic information about the disaster. Transocean wants 16 specific pieces of data, among them a chart identifying BP personnel involved with the rig. BP, which could have to pay out tens of billions of dollars in legal claims, dismissed Transocean's letter as a publicity stunt. The company said it was designed to deflect attention away from Transocean's responsibility. Nick McGregor is an oil analyst with brokers Redmayne Bentley. He says this spat is all part of pre-trial manoeuvring.
I think we're now seeing an awful lot of parties jockeying for position to basically lay out where they stand in the endless years of litigation that are likely to follow, and the sums involved are not small, so they all have an awful lot to gain or lose.
Transocean itself is facing 249 lawsuits, which could add up to hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are off at the moment about 1%. A disappointing jobless claims report yesterday here in the United States sent stocks tumbling. Asian shares tanked today, but they followed the lead of markets here at home, which each lost about 1.5% yesterday. The Dow sank 144 points to close at 10,271. One of the few times this year, all 30 stocks in the Dow fell. Tough financial times are forcing many Americans to dip into retirement savings. A report by Fidelity Investments says a record number of workers made hardship withdrawals from their retirement accounts in the second quarter. The number of workers borrowing from their accounts reached a 10-year high.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
President Obama still has yet to nominate anyone to head the new post of Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Several names have floated around Washington for weeks now, including a few high-ranking members of the administration. But Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Warren is credited with coming up with the idea of such an agency. And now a progressive group called the Main Street Brigade, funded by movie composer Hans Zimmer, has come up with a rap song and a video to advocate for Warren's nomination.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Sheriff Warren's what we need, yo. Let me bleed, yo. She's not about the money and the green, no. She's about working class families and bringing...
Ryan Anthony Loomis is the rapper, and he's with us now to talk about it. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Why'd you do this?
Well, they had the opportunity to get big name rappers, you know, and or comedians, but they wanted somebody who was a working class person. Like, you know, I work at Best Buy.
You're the target audience.
I am the target audience, yes.
Did you know who Elizabeth Warren was before you did this?
Actually, no, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't, no. And kind of, you know, now that I know who she is, I'm like totally following her. You know, it's something I think everybody should know about.
Why do you think she's got this cult status, Elizabeth Warren?
The cult status is the working people, you know, the everyday guy, the guy, you know, working 9 to 5 or 6 to 3, you know.
Has Elizabeth Warren seen this?
I'm not sure. You know, I know it was sent to her office. You know, if she's seen it or not, I'm not sure. I hope she has.
What kind of words were you looking for this thing?
I was looking for words that... that one would sound cool in a rap, you know.
what kind of words sound cool in a rap?
Like yo, you know? Words like yo. But I like to dabble in poetry. So, you know, I just made sure, like, I talked about the banks, you know, and the people and finances.
It's got a country twang, too.
It does have a country twang because of Time Magazine, where it said, you know, new sheriff in town.
And there's something about Oklahoma in there, too.
Yes, that, you know, that was a little, you know, tribute to her being from Oklahoma. In rap in general, people are always representing, you know, where they're from. So I was like, oh, well, let's represent where she's from, Oklahoma.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Can you do you know it by heart?
It's hard to do it without my cowboy hat. Yeah. Sheriff Warren's what we need, yo. Let me plead, yo. She's not about the money and the green, no. She's about working class families and bringing them out of financial crisis and tragedies.
Ryan Anthony Loomis, comedian, rapper.
Rapper, quote,
now
unquote.
Now involved in Wall Street reform as well.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Elizabeth Warren, we got your back. Wall Street, you better watch out.
By the way, we reached out to Professor Warren, and a source close to her says she has seen the video and she's touched by it. And finally, more poetry, as we do every Friday. All the business news in a Marketplace Minute. Here's Bill Radke.
Listener David Lefkowitz writes, when Intel announced they'd buy McAfee, the market reacted with apathy. With mass unemployment, more PC deployment looks doubtful despite being hacker-free. Excellent, David. I'll take it from there. Potash, the big fertilizer, believes that on balance it's wiser to not go combining with BHP mining, so says their investment advisor. Jobless claims rose again this week. There's oil off the coast of Mozambique. There's salmonella, and profits fell a lot for Sears, but not for Dell. The oil spilled by our friend BP, we thought it was gone to a stunning degree. Turns out it's still there. It's just under the sea. And I'll see you at marketplace.org.
Marketplace's Bill Radke. Hey, follow me on Twitter, Chiatakis MMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.